I'm incredibly excited about this. On the line, we've got Superintendent Tracy Chapman. She is the commander of the Hunter Police District. Good morning, Tracy, and happy International Women's Day.
Yes, good morning, ladies.
Tracy, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
Look, for me, I think, you know, it means a time to reflect and be grateful for those people who have come before us, particularly women in the New South Wales Police. So the first police officer, female police officer, started in 1915. So we've had over 100 years of women in policing in New South Wales, the first police force in Australia to have women.
Wow.
And I'm really grateful. You know, it's amazing. And I'm so grateful for the work that those women started and that's continued over that 100 or so years to make life much easier for me and give me the opportunities that I now have. And in an organisation that I think really does embrace women and really does allow for that equal opportunity. So for me, it's a time to be grateful in terms of my policing career, but also, I guess, recognise and understand the struggles that other people have in other countries, in other organisations, where they are still so far behind where the New South Wales Police Force might be.
Do you feel like there's somebody who you looked up to when you were becoming a police officer, a female in particular, who really inspired you to get to where you are today?
I've had a really good opportunity over my entire career to work with inspiring women. So former Assistant Commissioner Carlene York, I work very closely with, and she's now the Commissioner of the SES, as well as Assistant Commissioner Karen Webb. Both of those women, I think, very early in my career showed me that so much was possible. But also, I would like to also say there have been so many male leaders in my career that really have pushed and driven me to ensure that I didn't give up opportunities or I didn't turn away because I thought being a woman wouldn't put me in good stead for that. So I've had men and women over the course of my career who have been exceptional in inspiring me to, I guess, work hard and achieve.
The couple of ladies that you mentioned there who you look up to in the police force are women in quite big leadership roles. Have you noticed over your time that there are more and more women in those big leadership roles?
Certainly, the number of women in those roles has increased over the years. We currently have 3 female assistant commissioners, and I think that's the most we've ever had. But not just that, I think in terms of whether they're sergeants or inspectors or superintendents, there's certainly been an increase over the years in that. I guess a funny story for me would be I've been a commissioned officer for 15 years, and I guess 15 years ago it wasn't quite so common, and commissioned officers are referred to as either sir or ma'am. And I can't tell you how many times in those first few years people just accidentally referred to me as sir because they were so unused to having a female commissioned officer.
Wow.
So that's definitely not the case now, and we're really fortunate at Hunter Valley Police District, out of our 8 senior leadership team members, 4 are women.
Tracy, I want to finish today by asking you, you know, if there are girls listening who want to become a police officer, if you were to look back and give yourself one piece of advice and really speaking to those young women, what would that be?
I guess it's just dare to go for it. You know, there is nothing in this organisation, in the New South Wales Police, that I feel is beyond women. Obviously, we're as capable and able to add to the value of the New South Wales Police like anyone else. So if you're a female and you're thinking about it and going, I'm not quite sure if this is a job for a female, I'm not quite sure if I can strive for that, rest assured you can, just go for it.
Tracy, you're an absolute inspiration and an inspiration to so many of our community members. So thank you so much for joining us for International Women's Day.
Thank you for having me.